Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd, One Take Wednesday, and I'm imagining you wherever you are, playing with the dog or on a walk. Maybe you're just now waking up and are still a little bit groggy. Perhaps you have your coffee out. I don't know, maybe it's the afternoon for you and you are joining in to read God's Word. Wherever you are, I pray that the Lord would reveal to us His Word and His worth. Okay, we're in John chapter 1, starting in verse 43 today, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. Then we'll move over to the Proverbs. Today we're in Proverbs chapter 5, starting in verse 1, and we'll go through verse 14. In yesterday's reading in John, Simon and Andrew were called as disciples, and today Philip and Nathanael will be called. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." Then he added, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." And now let's move over to the Proverbs. We're in Proverbs chapter 5, and I want you to think about what happens to the individual here that's personified in this chapter who goes down the path of unrighteousness. What happens to them at the end of their life? Proverbs chapter 5, verses 1 through 14. This is a warning against adultery. "My son, pay attention to wisdom. Turn your ear to my words of insight, that you may maintain discretion and your lips may preserve knowledge. For the lips of the adulterous woman drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as gall, sharp as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lead straight to the grave. She gives no thought to the way of life. Her paths wander aimlessly, but she does not know it. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Do not turn aside from what I say. Keep to the path far from her. Do not go near the door of her house, lest you lose your honor to others and your dignity to one who is cruel. Lest strangers feast on your wealth, and your toil enrich the house of another. At the end of your life, you will groan. When your flesh and body are spent, you will say, 'How I hated discipline, how my heart spurned correction. I would not obey my teachers or turn my ear to my instructors.' And I was soon in serious trouble in the assembly of God's people." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. What happens to the one who goes down the unrighteous, adulterous path? In the end, it says they will recognize, "Man, I should have taken a different path. I hated discipline, and look where I am now." And so my prayer for us today is that the Lord would give us clarity now, that we would see Jesus, and like Nathaniel and Philip, we would follow him today, that we would be wise against sins, especially of the body and the mind, and that the Lord would cleanse us and give us his spirit of goodness. Will you pray with me? Father, wherever we are today, we know that you are there. Father, however we find ourselves, either in the depths of sorrow or the heights of joy, we know that you are there with us. We thank you, Lord, for coming as a human and experiencing life here on this earth, for identifying with us in the flesh, and also for interceding for us even now. Thank you, Lord, that you do have the words of wisdom, the path of righteousness, which brings life. Help us, Lord, to stay away, not even get close to the door of the unrighteous one. Lord, please keep us from sins of the body and the mind, and cleanse us, Lord, and give us a spirit of goodness. I thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters. I pray for whatever is behind their eyes today, whatever they are struggling with personally, in their families, the ones that are at the top of their prayer list. Lord, we find such comfort in the fact that you hear our prayers and that you are working all things together for the good of those who love you and are called according to your purposes. And so send us out today, Lord, according to your purposes. Help us to be a light as we gain light from you. Help us to be your hands and feet as we look to you for what you would do. We love you, Lord, and we pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.